Good morning, everyone. Today we are continuing with Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Sifim Hey and Vav, and we're going to talk about forgetting Morit Mashiv Haruach Morit Hageshem during the winter season. Says the Mechaber in Seif Hey, Bimos Hageshamim, during the rainy season, in Lo Amar Morit Hageshem, Machzirin Oso. If one omitted the words Morit Hageshem from his Shmona Esrei, he must return and repeat his Shmona Esrei. Vahani Mili Shalo His Kirtal. That's only if he doesn't mention Tal. Aval im his kirtal ein machzirin oso. However, if he does say morid hatal instead of mashiv haruach morid hageshem, so then he would not have to repeat his shmona esrei. So clarifies the Mishnah Berurah. When does this halacha apply? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei Hagishamim afilu bitfila rishona vuhu bimusaf shol yom tov acharon shel chag. Even during the very first tefila, when we would say mashiv haruach, meaning the musaf of the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Lididon, Denoag in the Hach is Mashiv Haruach Merad Hageshem, Kodem Musaf, according to our practice, that we announce Mashiv Haruach prior to Musaf, so then we would say Mashiv Haruach Merad Hageshem in our silent Shmona Esrei of Musaf and Shmini Atzeres, and if one forgot to say it then, he would have to repeat his Musaf Tefillah. The saying Mashiv Haruach, does that help? So says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu im omer mashiv haruach, if he didn't say morid hageshem, then he would still have to repeat his shmona esrei. What if you said matar instead of geshem? What if you said like a different word for rain? So the Aruch HaShulchan Reb Chaim Kanievsky pointed out in footnote 25, say that doing so would suffice. Why, if you say Morid Hatal, does that also suffice? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Zayin, his Kirtal, Rotza Lomar, Afilu im Amar Rak Morid Hatal Levad. Even if you just say Morid Hatal, you wouldn't have to repeat your Shmona Esrei, Vitamo. The reason why is the Afagav, the Lo Netzar, Mikol Mokom Shevachu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Behazkaraso. Even though Tal do is always, it doesn't stop. Nonetheless, its recitation, the articulation of praise of Morid Hatal is still considered a good enough praise. Masha'in Kain B'She'ila, the Tzarech Lishol, Al Davar HaNe'etzar. But this is not true during the bracha of Birkas Hashanim, when you're making a bakasha, you have to ask for something that comes and goes, meaning that's something that's not consistent. So then, lo mahani im lo shal matar after shal tal. So then if you forgot to ask for matar, even if you said tal, that would not suffice. So chadala kamad misim in kuf yad zayin sif dalid. We'll learn about when you have to return and repeat shmona esrei if you make a mistake in berakas hashanim later on in kuf yad zayin. So ad kan seif hey. Let's continue now with seif vav. When the Mechaber is going to qualify what he said earlier. So when is it true that if you forget Mashiv Haruach Morid Hageshem, you have to repeat your Shmona Esrei? Kishalo Omar Bimos Hageshem Morid Hageshem, when you forget Morid Hageshem during the rainy season. Hainu kishe siyem kol habracha v'hiskil bracha sha'achareha. That's when you concluded the entire bracha of Mechaya Misim, you started the next bracha of Ata Kadosh, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Aval im nizkar kodem shesim abracha, if you remembered prior to finishing the bracha of Mechaya Misim that you forgot Mashiv Haruach, yomar b'makom shenizkar, so then you should say Mashiv Haruach wherever you are. Va'afilu im siyim abracha, even if you finished Mechaya Misim, v'nizkar kodem shehizchel Ata Kadosh, but you've remembered, you forgot Mashiv Haruach before you began to say Ata Kadosh, so then ein tzarech lachzor, you would not have to go back to the beginning. Ela omer Mashiv Haruach Morid Hageshem below Chasima, you would say the words Mashiv Haruach Morid Hageshem between the brachos of Mechaya Misim and Ata Kadosh. Explains the Rama, Shlosha brachos harishonos chashuvos ka'achas. The first three brachos of Shmona Esrei are considered like one unit. Uvechol makom shetah abahem chozer l'rosh. Whenever, if you make a mistake at any point in those three brachos, you go back to the very beginning. Bein shehu yachid, bein shehu tzibor. So the Rama believes that if you make a mistake, you go back to the beginning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in se'if chaf ches. V'hischil, you started the next bracha, afilu teva achas levat. Even if you just said one word, v'hu adenim hischil omar nekadesh, the same would be true if you began to say kedusha. So then you would have to go back to the very beginning of Shmona Esrei according to the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Akiva Eger adds that why is it that if you say nekadesh, that would force you to go back, because Kedusha is really considered almost like an extension of the bracha of Ata Kadosh. So it's as if you've started the next bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Chavtes, B'makom Shenizkar. Why is it that you say Mashiv HaRuach wherever you remember it, as long as you have not yet begun the next bracha? Ki lo kavu chachamim makom b'soch ha-bracha. The chachamim didn't make an established place for Mashiv HaRuach within the bracha of Mechai HaMisim. Elo amru stam, mazkirin givuros geshamim b'schias ha-misim. Rather, they said that you should say Mashiv HaRuach during that bracha. We have the custom to say Mashiv HaRuach right before we start Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed in order to juxtapose two things that are talking about Parnasa. Mashiv HaRuach helps us with our sustenance, and so too, Mechalkel Chaim B'Chesed, Hashem provides for us. Hilkach Be'iza Makom Sheyizkor Sagi. So since there isn't really a fixed place for Mashiv HaRuach, wherever you remember that you didn't say it, so you say it then. Upashut im nizkar la'achar sha'omar v'ne'emon atalachios meisim. If you started saying the conclusion of the bracha, you said v'ne'emon atalachios meisim, and said, I didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, so then you say Mashiv HaRuach, and then you have to go back and repeat the beginning of the bracha. Tetzarech lachzor v'lomar v'ne'emon atalachios meisim. You have to repeat those words again. Why? Deboinon me'in chasima samoch lachasima. Because we have to speak about the theme of the bracha right next to the bracha itself. So if we're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechai HaMisim, you have to speak about Chias HaMisim right before then. So you'd have to say the words V'nemon Atah Lachios Misim without an interruption between that and the bracha. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Lamed. What should you do if you remember that you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach after you said Shem Hashem, va'afilim siyim, v'chein im nizkar la'achar sha'omar Hashem, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, I didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, what should you do? Yisayim mechay ameisim, v'yomar tekef Mashiv HaRuach amorad ha-geshem. So you should finish the bracha, and then say Mashiv HaRuach. Lamed Aleph, ela omer, v'nachol nechatchila sheyomar miyad, leval yamtin la'achar kedei dibor. So if you remembered after saying the bracha of Mechai HaMisim, you should say it immediately after that bracha. You should not wait even a toch kedei dibor before saying Mashiv HaRuach. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis, below Chasima. So you say Mashiv HaRuach in between. Again, this is the case where you finish the bracha of Mechai HaMisim. You haven't yet started the bracha of Ata Kadosh. So then you say Mashiv HaRuach in between. V'shuvo mer Ata Kadosh. Then you say Ata Kadosh. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to apply this to a couple of other examples as well. V'hu adin im shachach yalav yavo b'rosh chodesh achris u'mincha v'nizkar la'achar shesi im birkas hamachaz yashchinas l'tzion. So if you forgot yalav yavo, then you remembered after you ended the bracha of hamachaz yashchinas l'tzion that you say, I forgot yalav yavo. What should you do? Sha'omer sham b'mekomo, you say yalav yavo right then and there, u'maschil modim, and then you start with modim. U'chadil ha'kaman b'simin taf chav beis, seif alif, shekol shalo hischil b'bracha shal achareha, lo nekra siyum bracha zo legamre, le'inin kol hadvarim shemachzirin oso. As long as you have not begun the next bracha, so it's not considered as if you have completely finished the previous bracha with respect to omissions or mistakes that would force you to return. Even though it is considered the end of the bracha for things where we don't force you to return. If you forget Atachonin in Chonin Adoas, or you forget Yalav Yavo during Ma'ariv Rosh Hashanah, or you forget Alanisim, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei in those cases. Says the Mishnah Berurah that in those cases, we judge by whether you finish the bracha, not whether you started the next bracha. So if you already finished the bracha, you would not say these things in between that bracha and the next bracha. However, when it comes to omissions or mistakes that would force you to return, like forgetting Mashiv HaRuach or forgetting Alav Yavo during Shachris or Mincha, so then we judge by whether you started the next bracha. Going back to these cases where you don't have to return, she'in la'omram k'shisim ha'bracha afal pishalo hischa b'bracha shal achareha. If you finish the bracha, you don't say them in between that bracha and the next bracha. V'siyum bracha nekra tekef k'sha'amar Hashem shal ha'bracha. The conclusion of the bracha in those cases where you don't have to return is when you've said the Shem Hashem of that bracha. V'yesh poskim shecholkin va'omrim da'af bedvarim shemach zirin oso. There are those who disagree with the mechaber here, and they say that even when it comes to omissions for which we force you to repeat Shemona Esrei, nonetheless, the conclusion of the bracha is right when you conclude the bracha, not when you start the next. Take ef mishasim ha-bracha. Kamosha hischel bracha acharehos damya. Once you have finished the bracha, it's considered as if you've started the next. Ve'al kolponim nearly lemaisa, says the Mishnah Brura, what should we do in practice? Im nizkar acha sha'amer Hashem, if you said baruch ato Hashem, ah, I forgot mashiv haruach, what should you do? Lo yigmor mechai yamesim. Don't say mechai yamesim. Eli yasayim lamdeni chukecha. Say lamdeni chukecha so that it's not a bracha levatala. V'yiye kikorei pasuk levad. It'll be as if you're just saying a pasuk. V'dino ki ilu omid adayin pe'emtsa bracha v'chozer l'mashiv haruach. And then it's as if you're still in the middle of the bracha. And you can say mashiv haruach and then go back to v'nei amonat alachios mesim. V'chein ki agavna v'chol dvarim shemachzir noso chumosha berayit b'ver halacha ein sham. This is true also with respect to all omissions for which you would have to repeat. If you remember after saying Baruch Ata Hashem, then you finish off Lamdini Chukecha, and then you insert that which you forgot. Okay, now commenting on the Rambah. So the Rambah said that the first three brachos of Shemona Esrei are all considered like one. Harishonos. Why does he say the first three? Nokat Harishonos Mishum Da'iri Behu. That's only because that's what we're talking about here, because we're talking about Mashiv Haruach, which is within the first three. Vehu Adin, but the same is true for Shalosh Ho'achronos. The same is true for the final three brachos. Why? We've seen in the past, V'ata'am d'shalosh rishonos in yonim achad. The reason why the first three is considered one unit is l'sader shivcho shal makom kodim shelas tzarachav. You are, you know, organizing your praise before asking for your needs. Ke'evan sh'misader shevach lifnei rabo kodim shevavakish pras mimenu. Just like a servant who articulates his praise of his master before asking for his portion. V'shalosh achronos, the last three are considered like one unit. They're akin to a case of a servant who has received his portion from his master. He praises him and thanks him and then walks away. So these three are all considered like one unit. So Chozer LeRosh says the Rama. So comments the Mishnah Brura and Lamed Dalid. V'davka imta b'chasimasa. This is only when you made a mistake in the chasima, in the concluding bracha. Chasam bevracha zo be'inin bracha acheres. You said the wrong bracha. O shechasam ba'aser semei tshuva hakel hakadosh v'lo nizkar ad achar kedei dibor. Or you said hakel hakadosh during aser semei tshuva and you didn't remember until after a tov kedei dibor. Then you have to go back to the beginning. She'i efshar lo shuv l'sakin ta'uso. You have no other way to fix up your mistake. She'im chazar mo'eles ala tov kedei dibor. You could only go back and say the right conclusion. You could say hamelech hakadosh during aser semei tshuva only within tov kedei dibor. V'chol kai gavna iza davar she'im hoya ira kaze. Anything like these examples, where if you were in one of the middle of the bracha, one of the middle brachos of Shemona Esrei, you would have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. So when it comes to the first three or the last three, lekach b'shalosh rishonos va'achronos chozer l'rosh, the chashuvos kechada. So then you would have to go back, if you're in the middle of the first or last three, you go back to the very beginning. Aval imtoa be'emtza, ein ma'akiv. But if you made a mistake in the middle of the bracha, you said the wrong words in the middle of the bracha, so then that's not going to be ma'akiv. Here we're talking about where you made a mistake in the bracha itself. You said the wrong bracha. The Mishnah Berura talks about this earlier in Simin Samech Ches. So what if instead of going back to the beginning of the section, you, by mistake, you only go back to the beginning of the bracha in which you made a mistake? Let's say you're within the first three brachos, you make a mistake in Mechai Yamesim, and then you go back to Ata Gibor instead of going back to Magen Avraham. So is that fine? Do you have to go back again? So there is a machlokas between the Ishal Avrami Bachoch and Rav Eliashiv in this case. The Ishal Avram says maybe you're Yotze if you go back to the beginning of the bracha in which you made the mistake instead of going back to the very beginning of the section. However, Rav Eliashiv says that under all circumstances, one must return to the beginning of the section. Have a great day.